Hello, and welcome to another edition of Igayutat, a show about using your mind in ways that are healthy and helpful to you. I'm Diane McGachran, and I'm with
Nokahluk.
Today we're going to discuss a way to look back on our lives with full acceptance and gratitude. And so we're going to talk about how do we do that even when some of our life experiences were so difficult, right? So, Esther, one thing that got us thinking about this is I asked you a question about some really hard experiences in your life. And what I asked you was, when you look back on your life, how do you think about your experiences? And you gave me a really beautiful description.
Get back to what our elders been talking about before everything was written down.
Mm-hmm.
All our experience in the past, what elders called their jewels.
Oh, wow. Even the hard experiences?
Even the hard experiences.
Oh, wow.
You go through death and you come back alive.
Uh-huh.
For my experience, usually in this life, all the pain that we experience mentally, emotionally, spiritually. They're like jewels.
Wow, that's an amazing way to see that. Because you mentioned, and you probably have a word in Yukden for a beautiful necklace.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you describe it the way we were talking about it earlier?
Those jewels, nang tkalput, jakn khaluta.
Wow, I also liked the way that you described, like, all your life experiences are a beautiful necklace, and that, you know how I've heard you, if you go out hiking and you're going to be around ice, you should bring a stick so that you could check ahead to make sure it doesn't go through. Did you describe that already?
Not yet.
Yeah, so tell us more about that. I like that idea that our life is like that. Cain.
Yeah. Tilhagun, Navul Julgun, Dumyaragun, Ayasluta.
And I think the other thing you mentioned, and maybe you said this in Yukden, was about how your necklace, that beautiful life necklace, can just remind you of how your life experiences are not something you have to be ashamed of or hide from.
going through life and deep depressions. Mm-hmm. Necklace. If you have the necklace on, it'll show you which way to go.
Yeah, I think you said, it was funny how you said it earlier, because you said that this beautiful necklace of life that we wear and this stick that helps us find our way, kind of are, they're like our supervisors.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a funny way to put it, but it's such a good way to put it too, that they supervise us in life and they teach us where to go next.
Yes.
And I really thought that was really cool way to express that. And the other thing we talked about then was, how is it, because that was hard for me to understand, how would my hardest experiences in life also be my jewels and be something I can look back on and not be afraid of it or anything, but to really see everything that's happened in my life as valuable, mm-hmm. even if it was hard. How do we make those experiences in life, even the hard ones, how can we see them in a new way?
The hard experiences taught me something I didn't know before. Mm-hmm. And in life, we are always learning.
Yeah. Okay.
The necklace or the cane can tell me when I went this way, it didn't work for me. Now I have to do it this way.
Right, yeah. So your life is always your past experiences is always guiding you in a mm-hmm. way. Oh, okay, that's nice.
And also, I came to an understanding that things do not stay the same. Mm-hmm. And I learned that because everything is always changing.
Mm-hmm. Like the bad times, they come and go, and the good times come and go.
Yes.
And I think something that we've talked about a lot is, if you try to hang on to the good and you get a grip on it, it's going to be a struggle. You have to understand that even the good passes, but it'll come back. Mm-hmm. The bad passes. But there's no guarantee that you won't have more suffering later. So it's a way of acceptance, I think. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
I think so. You suffer this, and you know for sure in your brain that it'll pass mm-hmm. because of your past experience. Mm-hmm. It passed.
Yes.
It give you some kind of reassurance.
I was thinking like hope, reassurance, yes. to understand that, because the really big idea is everything in life mm-hmm. is constantly changing. Like, you're going to be different tomorrow than you were today, mm-hmm. even if it just means your body will have aged another day, your cells are going to do different things. And it's the same with our experiences in life. They do come and go. Everything's always in a process of changing, mm-hmm. which...
That gives me hope. Mm. I won't be like this. And I said it in my mind, this is only temporary.
Right, yeah.
Temporary, even it seems hard. And at that time when you're in it, when you're in the pain, you're not thinking of that.
No, no.
But after that one, after you survive that one, you learn that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you'll be different person.
That's right. Yeah, that's a really good way to put it. When you can look at your past in a different kind of way, it does help you as a person. And then the other thing I thought of was sometimes when we're going through the very hardest things in life that you can go through, it feels like it's going to last forever.
Mm-hmm.
It feels that way, but it doesn't have to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
You will go through it. Mm-hmm. You can pass on through it and move forward. But it's how it's our minds that help us get on that path.
Yes. And being hospitalized, there's doctors and nurses that work there. They sacrifice their families and their time spending with you. They show you a lot of things, what you can do at home.
Mm-hmm.
You have something to work on yourself for the better from the doctors and nurses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In your part, do what the doctors tell you to help yourself.
Yeah. How do you relate that to what we're talking about with seeing our past in a better way?
Because in the past, you deal with hospital too.
Mm-hmm.
So hospital somehow is connected to all well-being.
Mm-hmm.
If I was to survive that.
Yeah.
Like for me, I didn't want to eat.
Mm-hmm.
But doctors, nurses, they say you got to eat so you can get strong. The key is strong.
Yeah.
For me.
Well, I know. Well, I think what's interesting about what you're saying is, and how it relates to what we're talking about, is you look back on your time when you were hospitalized, and you're looking back on it in a good way.
Uh-huh.
You're focusing on, okay, yes, I was hospitalized, and it was really serious, because that was your COVID, one of the times when you had COVID and you had to be medevaced. And so instead of looking back on it with negativity, you're looking back on it and saying, okay, it was hard, it was a close call, and there were doctors and nurses that helped me, and my own mind helped me. And that's a really powerful way to change that hard experience into something that helps you move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I really like that description. Because you just, in reality, you just showed us a way of looking back. Because you didn't look back and go, oh, I had COVID and it was terrible and this and that and I got so weak. And you're not doing it that way. You're looking back, here's what I got through. Here was the good parts that happened.
Yeah.
Here's what I learned. Yeah. Oh, I like that.
Of all those, it brought my attention to myself to appreciate what was done to me.
Yeah, yeah. So appreciation is another good way to look back to maybe the people that might have helped you. Or the way nature helped you. Like, yeah. That's a good outlook to have. So that kind of leads to something else we talked about, is how is it helpful to see all of your life as experiences, as jewels, precious jewels? And you had mentioned this, that it helps you discover more.
Self.
Your whole.
Whole. My whole self.
Right, yeah.
It helps you discover more about your whole self.
Right, that's a really good way to put it.
To keep wearing the necklace and always carry the cane.
Right, yeah. That's really beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And the cane helps you not to fall.
Right.
See?
And that cane is built with your hard experiences and your good experiences. Mm-hmm. You can't have a cane like that with, and just only have good experiences. You have to have the whole thing. And your necklace has all the experiences mm-hmm. as jewels, not just the good ones.
Yep.
Yeah, that's really powerful.
Isn't it wonderful how our ancestors put it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Well, why don't you want to share a little bit about this other level of how looking back in this kind of way helps you?
The more you understand about yourself, mm-hmm. going towards healing, mm-hmm. you become thankful and grateful for surviving mm-hmm. whatever hit you.
I know. I'll bet a lot of people listening right now can really relate to that.
Mm.
Because one thing that you and I have talked about, and it's really true, is that it's just understanding that everyone suffers at some time.
Yes, yes.
You are never, ever alone in mm-mm. what you suffer from, because other humans have go through that too, you know, on some level. The other thing is not just going through understanding your life as jewels and a teacher, your life experiences. It also helps you understand you, your whole self, and it helps you to understand other people, right?
Yeah. Those hard jewels you experience in life let you start to understand people more.
Mm-hmm.
And that can make you a more understanding person.
That's powerful.
Mm.
I like that. And then, so then when you're trying to be helpful to somebody.
You listen to someone who's going through a hard time, it is so wonderful and beautiful to recognize this person right now in this moment.
I know. And I like how we talked about earlier that when you can be that kind of listener,
uh-huh.
it makes for a really beautiful connection
mm-hmm.
you can have with the other person, because you can just calmly listen.
Yeah.
You already understand they will get through it, and they can feel your positivity that way.
Even if that person is talking to you about what they went through
mm-hmm.
and it's not as hard as what you went through.
Mm, right, yeah.
Just treat it. When you can be a kind of a listener, it is a beautiful connection mm-hmm. you can have with them.
I know, yeah. Yep. That can be really helpful to someone's healing,
mm-hmm.
just to be listened to.
Yes.
You don't even have to really say anything.
Mm-mm.
Because your understanding and listening to them, it'll come through. They'll feel that.
And this one is too. You don't have to think of anything, what to say when you face when you face someone grieving for something that happened to her or him in the past. So when you can be a kind of listener, it's a beautiful connection. That person will want to connect with you again sometime.
That's right. And so another, and that kind of brings me to thinking about, like I was thinking about how the hard experiences in life can be a pathway to connect you to the world and to connect you to other human, all people.
Yes.
And you also mentioned, you also talked about something about how it could be like a teacher, those hard experiences.
I see those hard experiences as jewels because of how life is a constant teacher.
Yes, it is.
My life, my hard times, they taught me so many, so much. Mm-hmm. Your life is a constant teacher, and if you see it that way, you can be more open to the lessons, even if the lessons are painful. I look back now with gratitude for all those experiences taught me about being human being. I try to look back on the heart experiences with curiosity, humor, ability to keep going, gratitude, feeling more connected to others is powerful. Magnum kaingan gaya katan riskuvit. Nang tkout put asira kamta. Kingut mun tangkhluku. Asilra atushkan. Nang tkinaan kapani. Asirilhan tsaknak. Kaisunsu ayuk, ayuk sirilhkan. Nang tkhlhan. Plukan paknanaqluni ni niitugniunqallutun alpatnang tqautuvni qalartilxa alpatun nang tqlarpatun ayuqnerilengqaan tamqqalliliqsaanaku qan qalartilxa tawam Need you when you look, Kalach Luku. Dot not the Mayuk Kuvit. Youth Kalar of Jula Kanaratkin. Ayukuchik dog sash kufki. Unahwani chukut kluku. Ilini aluliruloka. Kalakta kama niti unistma huatin pääkana. Kafknak, kaksaunak. Aknirni hutka. Umyomau kama iluti. Tankhluku. Ilutkum tutta kanga kaelakta. Taumin kukanga. Tauna. In kostka. Jauma yu, jauman kikju mi jikaka. Takuam ni chukunikanga. Kaisun Huangigayuskamlik. Nuttan. Dauna kalarjunakchaka.
Why is it important to understand that all of our experiences come and go? Nothing is permanent. They come and go. So, and we were talking about how when people hold on too tightly to their past negative experiences, and it's like they keep reliving it, even though it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk a little bit about that, because I think we all have done that a little bit.
Yes.
And then we're just making it up, because the experience is done. But our mind keeps creating it.
Mm.
And then we get the feelings as if it's still happening. So what would you like to... How do you see that?
When people hold on to the hard times, even me in the past...
Mm-hmm. Me too.
we're just doing it in our mind because that what we experience is over. At this moment, you have choices about how you think about the past.
Right. Because sometimes it doesn't feel like you have a choice. You feel overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, the mind is really powerful to help out.
Your past does not have a grip on you. But you know who does? Me.
Me too. Yeah, I have a grip on my past. My past doesn't have a grip on me. So it's all... But you know what's really good about that is it means I can make adjustments right now. I don't have to wait for my past to suddenly get better. Because it's not going... It is what it is. And it's gone. So that tells me, oh, well, then I can make the mental adjustment.
Good way to think with your mind is to stay in the present.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key. Not keep living in the past because the past is gone. That's it.
Okay, well, thank you so much for listening, everyone. And we hope that you get a little something out of our show today. Thank you for listening to Igayutit, hosted by Diane McGachran and Esther Green, produced by KYUK.